Current center type thing, 15 satellites, or you're just getting, you're trying to reach them, like a dipole or something. I'm not familiar with the antenna type you have.
Well, no, on the uplink, I'm using this hustle antenna. It's a dual band. It's just a whip, magnetic whip. And on the downlink, I have a Diamond ST7900, which is a high gain whip for a dual band with a magnetic mount also. And I think it's an NMO mount, whatever. But I was just trying to work the satellites, and usually I was using another antenna, so I wanted to try this antenna, the Hustler, on transmit going on the uplink, and yet no one can hear me. I don't know what was the story, but yet you say you hear me fine, so I'm glad that at least it works terrestrial on the repeaters, but for some reason it doesn't work so great on satellites. This is N2HVR. What is your call sign again?
Delta 2, Charlie. KD2LJC, sorry. Blind is right now trying to fix the Durango and losing my mind here.
What's up? KD2LGC. Okay, I hear you fine. So, I guess you're hearing me good. What's the quieting through the LIMOC repeater?
Absolutely, yeah. It just sounds like you're standing right next to me.
QSL, well, it must be something with the takeoff angle. Yeah, when you work low Earth orbiting satellites, it depends on the takeoff angle. I had another antenna. I just thought that the Hustler would be better than the one I was using, but I was wrong. I went out and spent $70. And the old antenna I had worked better on satellites. And I guess this one I can use just for, when I'm talking to people, because I guess it'll work.
As I said, maybe we got to check out the lobes on and see what the pattern looks like. As I said, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the antenna types you got going on now, but if you're trying to reach that, I can't see this off the vertice of the antenna, you may not be hitting it quite as good. The old antenna is, I have a right now, the wire, the top of the stick, built up the home ground plane, which is working well.
QSL, you sound fine, you sound fine here. Like I said, using the mobile. Okay, I'm glad at least it does work, and I am getting out. Actually, the first time I'm using this particular antenna, it's a dual band Hustler, I think it's an MX270. I got it from HRO. And at first, I didn't tighten it down enough, so I unloosened it off the magnetic mount, and there's like a little copper, like, spring, and I stretched it a little bit, then after that, because I was getting an SWR reading I'm using the Yaesu 857G as the rig, and I was getting an SWR flash. I saw what's going on, so the antenna wasn't making good contact, then I fixed that, I screwed it back down to the magnetic mount, and still couldn't get through the satellite, so that's what I come down here for. And boy, if you're familiar with Broad Channel, I can see JFK Airport from to my right. So it's like, it's pretty flat here, 360 degrees in all directions. So it's good when you're working something low on the horizon. I appreciate you coming back to me. And I'll be clear on your final. Thank you so much. Name here is Nick. I didn't get your name. And the call is November 2 Hotel Victor Radio. So back to you. Please give me your name and have a good day.
Roger that. This is KD2LCC. East from Centerville. Yeah, I've only had the lights for about 2 years now. Working on getting my general. That's the next step. My dad's been on the radio for years. Yeah, looking forward to playing more with the hobby. Definitely a lot of fun. A lot of cool people. Deputy 3S2, and enjoy the chat.
Roger, have a good day, man. 73.
82, LJG. Back to listening.